Now, Lucy Kennedy has a new four-legged addition to her family, a rescue pup named Riley. And Lucy, and mainly Riley, starred in a new documentary which looks at the huge surge in demand for dogs during lockdown and all its consequences. And Lucy joins us on the line now. How are you doing, Lucy?
Hey, how are you doing?
Good to talk to you. Now, firstly, tell
us... Nice to talk to you too. I'm basically, I'm like Riley's manager, Ray. She is the star.
Yes, she is. Tell us about Riley, breed and all that.
Breed and all that. So basically, we adopted Riley from Milo's Mission Rescue out in Wicklow in January. So there was a photo of a pregnant Labrador that Milo's put up on their Instagram. So I got in touch. We've been waiting for, trying to get a puppy for a year. And I did specifically want a puppy because we have small children. So I saw this pregnant Labrador. So I said, look, unless she gives birth to a horse, please may we have one of those puppies. And we were one of eight families kind of in line. And at Christmas, and I was actually, like, you know this feeling. I was like a dad in Hollis Street pacing when I knew that Riley's mum had gone into labour. And I was stalking Milo's and everything. Anyway, to cut a long story short, Riley popped out, one of eight puppies. And there, she's like a Labrador Spaniel cross. And she's amazing. She's 7 months now. She is, like, we call her Simba. She is huge and adorable.
She's a dote.
And such a great addition
a real dote.
To her family.
She's a real dote. Now, just to tell people about the documentary, Lucy.
Love
so
her.
You have Riley and how you got Lucy, and then you have lovely scenes where you sort of give puppies from rescue centres to families, and that's lovely as well. But there's
them.
A sort of a serious undercurrent to the whole thing, and that's about the number of dogs that people got last year and where they got them from.
Yes. So look, I mean, I'm also very aware that this is a family friendly documentary that children will be allowed to watch the next day, say, after school, because I know they wouldn't stay up till 9:30. So we're all aware that puppy farms exist and all the yucky stuff like smuggling. We don't kind of harp on too much about it because people are aware. And I think to a point that kind of it makes people feel a little bit queasy. So this, I suppose, is the flip side of that, which is, look, unfortunately, puppy farms will exist. People will still buy dogs and they're still entitled to buy dogs. But it's just to show people their options that, you know, you can go to a reputable breeder or you can go to a rescue centre and your Shih Tzu or Cockapoo or Labrador or whatever you fancy could already be there and waiting for a good home. Loads of puppies, loads of dogs. And I suppose if my whole thing, having just rescued Riley, is just to show people that it's not what you think it is. The perception of a rescue dog is a damaged dog or an aggressive dog. The dog's going to eat the children or eat the couch. That's not the case. A lot of the time, rescue dogs are dogs that have gone through the rescue system because families can't look after them. But that's not their fault. Very few dogs are non-rehomable, if you know what I mean.
Yes, yeah. And the thing that struck me was that you put a lot of thought into getting Riley. But it's obvious from the documentary that not everybody is the same, because you were talking to one lady from the ISPCA. And they've got a lot of dogs back. Because people probably didn't realise what it is to own a dog.
Ray, like, you have children, you know what it's like. But at least with a baby, you kind of put them into a maxi cosy and off you go. Whereas with a dog, you're really trying to work out what they want and what they need. And say with Riley, like, she was in foster, and then she came to us crate trained. But like, Richie was laughing at me. We were upstairs and Riley was downstairs in the crate and I was pacing up and down. I couldn't sleep. It was like that feeling of having a new baby in the house where I was kind of worried that she wasn't settling. I was worried that she... It's a huge responsibility. And I think what has happened has been a lot of people, obviously in lockdown, again, you know what it's like, children at home. And I think a lot of people thought, God, a puppy would be a nice distraction with all the horror that's going on in real life and kids homeschooling and a nice distraction. But then the puppy phase, as I know, lasts 2 weeks. And then you have a teenager who needs to be entertained the whole time, needs to be walked. You know, Riley's poos are the size of like a dad's. And I there's a lot more to it than people. And I understand that, like, there is that time you think, oh my God, there goes our little mini break, or, you know, there goes me nipping out to get my nails done or my hair done or going for a cup of coffee. You're always thinking about somebody else. It's a huge responsibility. So I think, unfortunately, a lot of people woke up and thought, that cute little bundle of fur is not cute anymore. And now that puppy has become a dog. And unfortunately, all these beautiful dogs are returned. Nice. And I met so many of them. And they're just sitting there just waiting for their owners to come back. It's really, really sad.
There's lovely scenes in Lucy's Puppy Problems where you are...
Yeah.
I think you stole the glory from the people who work for these rescue centres. But anyway, you give the dogs to these families who are waiting, and they haven't met dog before because of COVID and everything. And you arrive out from a gate or a doorway and you hand it over. Very emotional.
Oh, yeah. Ray, I was in bits. And like, I actually wouldn't consider myself to be necessarily a soft person. But when it comes to animals and children, that's my weak spot. And just seeing families, and these are families as well, who would have waited a long time to have found the right dog, and giving these dogs a second chance and witnessing that. And yeah, I totally stole the glory. I like take the puppies away from the DSPCA and go, I want to rehome, just to see their faces. It is quite emotional because, you know, you're watching these dogs get a second chance in life. Yeah. It is. I might have cried a few times kind of behind the scenes. And then Rich was really worried. He kept on checking my boot every time I'd film because he knows that I fell in love with everybody, you know.
So that's Lucy's Puppy Problems tomorrow. Just before we let you go, Cole, are you a fan of coleslaw?
Oh, I love coleslaw.
No, it got mixed reviews today, and so you're a fan.
Oh, I love it.
All right. Lucy, we'll talk to you soon.
Coleslaw on pizza. Talk to you soon.
See you. Bye. That's Lucy Kennedy there. Lucy's Puppy Problems, 9:30 tomorrow night, Virgin Media 1. That's it from us. We are back tomorrow at 3:00. Enjoy the rest of your Monday evening.